let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's the thought-provoking thriller Pierce on the Palm from Malachi Isaac. Purity born from evil creates all power. The devil found is Antichrist and wants to use his power to take all life. But little Dominic just wants everything to be still. After escaping his first fate, he finds a small cabin in the woods to hide from the world and the devil, who will never stop picking on him. We're talking about the suspense horror novel Pierce on the Palm by Malachi Isaac. He's our guest on This Week in America. Malachi, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure in talking about this book. And let's first of all talk about the inspiration. This book has been described as suspense, horror, mystery, a thriller, receiving excellent reviews. What was the inspiration? Where did this story idea come from?
It was mostly the music that I listened to. I came up with the idea of the story shortly after high school, a few years ago, but I didn't really know where to go with it, so I started listening to more music and listening to the type of stories they would come up with bands like Nine Inch Nails and XXXTentacion, the type of thoughts they would have when they were in such dark places, and I thought that a character having such apathy towards such evil would be an interesting take on things, so that's where those were the tools I used to help create the story.
Yeah, and that's fascinating where you get ideas. It's amazing you're listening to the music, enjoying the music, and then suddenly these thoughts start clicking that, you know, possibly there's using some of these themes and writing a book from that. And the book is Pierce on the Palm by Malachi Isaac. Book's available at Amazon. Of course, we'll have the link up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In writing the book and developing the characters, what did these characters, in particular Dominic, what do they mean to you?
Well, I guess Dominic would be what I was thinking about religion when I was in eighth grade, when I was being trapped in such a dark mindset for such a long time, that Dominic having this power and the devil coming to him, offering to destroy the world, but he's been in such a claustrophobic mindset that he lost all feeling towards both good and evil. So now that evil is trying to get him onto his side, he has no drive to go forward with it. So I just wanted a character who would, like, if the devil whispered into his ear saying that God betrayed him, God left him, his response would be, what did you do that was any different? And I never really saw a character who did that before in books or movies or anything like that, so I just wanted to see what the devil would do with such a character.
Well, the book is written from a different perspective. It's a different story than we're used to reading. And you mentioned there the dark mindset that you were in. Explain that. What state were you going through, and what caused it, do you think?
It was eighth grade. That was when the world pretty much, like, forced you to grow up if you haven't already.
Yes.
So, it's also, like, the whole point, like, most people who were also in that set, they would always, like, blame, if they were religious, they would blame God for all their problems and curse his name, and I never really saw the point in that. I'm not very religious, but if what they're saying is true, I don't really think it's fair to put all the blame on him, so that's kind of Dominic's same point of view. He never really understood why God deserves the hatred when the devil was, you know, just as responsible for all the bad things that happened.
We mentioned Dominic, and you've talked about the devil as well. Talk about some of the characters in the book and developing these.
Okay. Like, well, there's also a character, Calm, who, like her name, she introduces this idea to Dominic that it might not be such a bad idea to be yourself, an idea Dominic never really focused on before, so I wanted to have a character that would help him feel relaxed and or calm, you might say, towards the whole his whole situation.
The book is Pierce on the Palm. Malachi Isaac is the author and our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon.com. This really is a quick read. It's very easy to pick up and read the book. Was that one of the things you wanted to do, was get your message, express yourself, get us thinking, and that's it? It doesn't have to go on for 400 pages to be an effective book.
Yeah, I didn't really think there had to be a whole lot. I mean, I wanted, like, to, for anyone who reads it, to understand how deep in his own mind Dominic is and how much effort the devil and the cult that's following him is putting so much pressure on him to end the world, but he just doesn't want anything to do with any of them. And also Calm, whenever she appears, he also feels calm and has a chance to understand his position and understand the power that he actually has and that he might be able to do something different with that.
One of the reviews says that one of the nice things about the book, Pierce on the Palm, is that you can read it straight through chapter to chapter, or you can go back and just sort of pick your way through it because there's so much in the book. Is that accurate, do you think?
Like,
yeah, was it designed that way that, okay, I'll go through and I'll start at the beginning and go through chapter by chapter, or I can just go back and pull out a couple of pages and really be entertained and stimulated by doing it that way?
I don't think I designed it that way, but I do appreciate that someone would say that. Yeah,
able to go back and to pull things out and to get something from the book. What was this experience like for you? Once you take this idea, you've taken this idea from music, and now you're going to transfer that, transpose that to the written word, developing the characters, for example. How long did this whole process take you?
Well, I came up, like I said, I came up with the idea when I graduated high school back in 2016, and I did write an original draft, but that was not good, so I took some time to understand what I wanted to do with the story and the character. And also Dominic, he's not just the Antichrist, he's the lamb having seven eyes and seven horns, which in the book of Revelation, it's quoted that there's two deities that can open the seven scrolls that ignite the end times. There's the Lion of Judah, which a lot of people think is another name for Jesus, and then the Lamb having seven eyes and seven horns. But he was never really stated much. He was just a character that was seen briefly who could open the seven scrolls. So I kind of liked that idea, so I just had Dominic also claim that title, which at the end is he's referred to as the lamb claiming his horns and the power and the seven horns, which is all power.
The book we're talking about is Pierce on the Palm. Malachi Isaac is the author and our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon. Of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly. What was it like developing the character of Dominic? And the qualities that Dominic has, was that based on any real-life experiences that you went through?
Well, there is one. In the book, there's a scene where he's writing in the journal over and over again, I am alone and I have to change. That was something I used to say to myself back in, like, freshman of high school. Like, yeah, I know, I'm a depressing person, but yeah, that...
We all went through that. You're not out of the ordinary.
Yeah, so that was something I did, like, to myself over and over again every night until I would stop feeling so hurt from that. And so I used that as something, as like a building tool for Dominic to claim his apathy so he can tell the devil to leave him alone.
What do you hope the reader takes from reading the book Pierce on the Palm? What do you hope it's a great story. I mentioned it's thriller, suspenseful, has all of the elements. When it's over with, what do you hope we take away from reading the book?
I guess overcoming your dark thoughts, that's what Dominic has been trying to do the entire story, and in the end, it was a little too late for him. So I guess, like, if you are having these dark thoughts, you think the devil is on your shoulders whispering to you to do bad things, you are able to tell him to, you know, leave and do your own thing.
What has this whole experience been like for you? Having this idea, following it through with the published book that is entertaining and helping people, Pierce on the Palm. What's this been like?
Well, I just published it. I didn't really think much of it. The opportunity came, and I said, why not? But with the attention it's got, I do hope people really do appreciate it. It might be a little confusing, because there are some ideas that even I have trouble explaining, but I try to get it out there as best as I can, so maybe someone else could fill the gap that I created. So yeah, I guess I'm surprised that, you know, at least someone bothered to read it.
When reading it and enjoying it, when you wrote the book, was this helpful for you? Did this help sort out some of the feelings you went through during 8th grade in the early years of high school?
Yeah, it helped me understand a lot of what I was thinking. Like, in high school, I wasn't too depressed or anything, but I was getting into that zone, and so, like, looking back at it, I can understand, like, the choices I made to get into that position and things I could have avoided. Yeah, so exploring that again and writing a character who could have been anyone who had those thoughts, you know, if they understand the true position that they're in, that they can make right choices again.
Yeah, the book is very relatable. Who is the book designed for? Is there a particular target audience that you have in mind?
I guess anyone who felt the same as me when I was younger, or anyone who's going through that same thing again, or for people who know people like that but they don't understand, like, how their thought process works.
Pierce on the Palm by Malachi Isaac is the book that we're talking about. The book's available on Amazon at amazon.com, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You are a very talented author. What are you working on now?
I actually am working on something, but I am trying to work on something, trying to understand where I want to go with it or how I want each character to represent themselves in the story.
Well, you know, that's interesting. In the writing process, when you sat down to do Pierce on the Palm, you had the overview of the story you wanted to tell. Did you, like, outline, really script this out so you knew all about the characters before you started and where they were going to go? Or did a lot of this just take place organically as you were writing the book? Or a combination?
When I was originally writing, I knew what the beginning was and I knew what the ending was, but I didn't know how they were going to transition. So then a couple years later, when I picked it back up, I kind of had, I listening to more music, I had more ideas of how these characters were going to follow their paths and stuff. So yeah, I guess it was a combination of both. I knew how I wanted it to end, but it took me a while to understand how it was going to get to there.
Where do you get the ideas from? You explained the idea for the book Pierce on the Palm. Music, any groups that are influencing your thinking, any books that you're reading that are influencing your thought process?
Yeah. Oh, well, the bands were, as I said, Nine Inch Nails and XXXTentacion, with songs like Alone, Part 1 and 2, and I Spoke to the Devil in Miami. He said everything would be okay. And, again, past experience with my own dark thoughts.
And all expressed so well in the book, Pierce on the Palm. The book is now available. Of course, you'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What do you think of the reaction to the book? I'm reading reviews, and people love it. They say you need to give it to friends, you need to give it to loved ones, family members, that type of thing. It's an easy read, as we talked about, with a lot of power packed into it. What's your reaction, Ben, to the reaction that you're getting on the book?
I mean, I was surprised that anyone really bothered to pick it up and read it. But if people really are liking it, then, it's hard to find a word to describe that. What was your opinion on the book?
Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And as somebody who went through decades ago, you know, eighth grade and in high school, that type of thing, there are thoughts that that you can still relate to this day, and probably people that are still struggling with some of those thoughts and trying to piece everything together in life. And you do such a nice job of doing that in the story you tell based around Dominic. So I think when people are reading it, enjoying it, and waiting for the next one, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that when it comes out. We're talking with Malachi Isaac. He's the author of the book Pierce on the Palm, again, available at Amazon. Malachi, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. Excellent job, the first book. Look forward to reading and talking about the second book. Thank you for sharing this with us on the program today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Malachi Isaac, author of Pierce on the Palm. The book's available at Amazon. Of course, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on directly to Malachi's Amazon page. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.